Log Talk Radio.
There is nothing wrong with your computer. There is nothing wrong with your audio or your video. We are controlling transmission. For the next hour, we look forward to entertaining you, interacting with you, and interviewing you. For the next hour, and we will control all that you see and hear. Let me repeat, there is nothing wrong with your computer. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the all and mystery, which reaches from the inner mind. To Terror Chats, thinking outside of the box.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to Terror Chat. This is the Night Zone. Yes, a full moon weekend. Currently in Calgary, Alberta, we are basking under a heat wave of 30 plus Celsius. It's taking us over the 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and it has been an absolutely marvelous day so far. And this evening is going to be nice and warm, and of course, heading into the weekend, it just gets warmer and warmer. As Terror Chat continues to scan the headlines, we look at every facet of this magical diamond called terra firma, Earth. Some stories not as enjoyable as others. At times, when viewing the news, I have to stop and remind myself that mainstream media news is a mere slice of life, enhanced to the TV screen to gain ratings. Remembering most reporters' golden rule, if it bleeds, it leads. Terror Chat does not consider ratings when exploring this diamond called Earth, terra firma. We do believe in the truth. Let's take a look at some of the stories breaking this week. This is breaking from CNN. A policeman and a former corrections officer say that on Friday they will unveil evidence of what they claim is their biggest find ever. The body of Bigfoot.
The story you are about to hear is true.
Yep, you heard right. Bigfoot. The thawed body of a creature reputed to be Bigfoot reportedly weighs more than 500 pounds.
The handprint from palm to the upper middle finger is 11 inches long.
Matthew Witten and Rick Dyer, a pair of Bigfoot hunting hobbyists from North Georgia, say they found the creature's body in a wooded area and have spotted several similar creatures that were still alive. The carcass of the furry half-man, half-ape is 7 feet 7 inches tall and weighs more than 500 pounds. They say, however, the two are not disclosing the exact location of their discovery to protect the remaining creatures. Witten and Dyer plan to unveil what they say is DNA and photo evidence of the discovery in Palo Alto, California, in conjunction with a group called Searching for Bigfoot Incorporated. The group says the animal is male, has reddish hair and blackish-gray eyes and human-like feet, hands, and teeth. So, do you believe in Bigfoot? Have you seen a Sasquatch? Call 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Phone lines are open. We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archived or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terror Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed, or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy. And I would personally like to thank a couple of people that makes the news and views at Terror Chat possible. First of all, of course, we have Claire, over at America First News Service. Claire at America First makes sure that all of our information is up to date and with all of the bells and whistles links that we need to follow our research. Claire can be found over at Terra Firma Politics on the Yahoo groups. Look for Terra Firma Politics, sign up there, and you will receive Claire's daily America First with some of the most intriguing updated articles you could ever imagine. Boys and girls in the Pal Talk chat service, the CPR of chat, the Conservative Policy Roundtable, is probably one of the finer chat rooms you could find anywhere. If you get the opportunity, go over to paltalk.com and find the Conservative Policy Roundtable, the CPR of chat. And as we look around the internet chat, trying to pick up some morsels of information that make sense, trying to avoid the mainstream media look at life, we realize that there is so much out there that does not get reported. You know, one of the things I have noticed is with the Democrats recently, their word usage, their context is changing. They now use words and phrases such as apply pressure on or in the UN to insist to create no-fly zones and to make agreements with the enemy. They claim about humanitarian issues around the world and aid to Georgia and other places that have been beaten back into poverty. John McCain, luckily enough, has begun to look at his presidential opportunity. And John McCain, being the senior statesman within this nomination process, has managed to stand proud on his 20-plus years of military service. And unfortunately, it brings to light Barack Obama's 143 days as a senator as being his qualifications to become president. The national economy is looking better, and of course smoke and mirrors would make you look elsewhere. The U.S. GDP is up, it's the smallest trade deficit in 3 months, that's positive, 1.7 increase in the employment. The employment national average is going down. Immigration issue, which we're going to be getting to right away here, it looks like it's coming to a head, and yes, the candidates will have to discuss this sooner or later.
Republic. I like the sound of the word. It means people can live free, talk free, go or come, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. Some words give you a feeling. Republic is one of those words that makes me tighten the throat. Same tightness a man gets when his baby takes his first step, or his first baby shaves and makes his first sound like a man. Some words can give you a feeling that make your heart warm. Republic is one of those words.
I made a very serious mistake.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
All right, Cheek Team, listen up. I got John Edwards on the line, and we got ourselves a code blue.
John Edwards is stuck in the bathroom with nowhere to run. R. Kelly wants to know where the reporters are from.
They're from the Inquirer.
The 2007 Father of the Year Award, Senator John Edwards.
I'm not the best parent in my family. The best parent in my family is here with me today is my wife, Elizabeth, who's right down here.
From the voice of the Canadian Rockets, this is Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Do, 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 do. You know, I'd bow and do a lot of other good stuff if I had the opportunity. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Night Zone. And it's hot. Here in Calgary, Alberta, I've got to tell you, we've been sizzling. It's kind of nice to see, and it's enjoyable. But at this time of night, we just want some peace. You know, we need it a little cooler. And our good friends, Canadian Rocks, who's in the virtual studio, they're up in Edmonton. And they're under the same heat wave as Calgary, Alberta. And it just keeps getting warmer and warmer. And we're not quite sure what that's all about. We're going to be looking at that over the next couple of months to see if there is something there regarding the trends and patterns.
and whether we're going to end up being California in about 30, 35 years. What do you think?
Now we heard that they basically halted the fighting, but as I told you, after this announcement, there were a number of killings reported, and bombing sites continued.
You're in the night zone with Colin Knight.
So, I mean, what's going on out there? You know, CNN reporting that a former cop and a former corrections officer have drug up this frozen corpse out of the wilderness, claiming it to be Bigfoot. You know, the thawed body of a creature reputed to be Bigfoot, reportedly weighing more than 500 pounds. You know, they say they found the creature's body in a wooded area and have spotted several similar creatures that are still alive. The carcass of the furry half-man, half-ape, 7 foot, 7 inches tall, and weighs more than 500 pounds, they say. However, the two are not disclosing the exact location of their discovery in order to protect the remaining creatures. Well, Witten and Dyer plan to unveil what they say is DNA and photo evidence of the discovery in Palo Alto, California, in conjunction with a group called Searching for Bigfoot Incorporated. And I do believe that broadcast is already underway, so we'll bring the update to you as soon as we have it. The group says the animal is male, has reddish hair, and has blackish-gray eyes and human-like feet, hands, and teeth. So, do you believe in Bigfoot?
The handprint from palm to the upper middle finger is 11 inches long.
I mean, really, do you believe in Bigfoot? Have you seen a Sasquatch, something like it? What you thought may have been one? 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Come on, call in. Let's hear what you have to say tonight. It's a full moon weekend. Open lines. No screening. Straight to the chat.
You're in the night zone with Colin Knight.
And I would personally like to thank a couple of people that makes the news and views at Terror Chat possible. First of all, of course, we have Claire over at America First News Service. Claire at America First makes sure that all of our information is up to date and with all of the bells and whistles links that we need to follow our research. Claire can be found over at Terra Firma Politics on the Yahoo groups. Look for Terra Firma Politics, sign up there, and you will receive Claire's daily America First with some of the most intriguing updated articles you could ever imagine. Boys and girls in the Pal Talk chat service, the CPR of chat, the Conservative Policy Roundtable, is probably one of the finer chat rooms you can find anywhere. If you get the opportunity, go over to paltalk.com and find the Conservative Policy Roundtable, the CPR of chat. And as we look around the internet chat, trying to pick up some morsels of information that make sense, trying to avoid the mainstream media look at life, we realize that there is so much out there that does not get reported. You know, one of the things I have noticed is with the Democrats recently, their word usage, their context is changing. They now use words and phrases such as apply pressure on or in the UN to insist to create no-fly zones and to make agreements with the enemy. They claim about humanitarian issues around the world an aid to Georgia and other places that have been beaten back into poverty. John McCain, luckily enough, has begun to look at his presidential opportunity. And John McCain, being the senior statesman within this nomination process, has managed to stand proud on his 20-plus years of military service. And unfortunately, it brings to light Barack Obama's 143 days as a senator has been his qualifications to become president. The national economy is looking better, and of course smoke and mirrors would make you look elsewhere. The US GDP is up, it's the smallest trade deficit in 3 months, that's positive. 1.7 increase in the employment. The employment national average is going down. The immigration issue, which we're going to be getting to right away here, it looks like it's coming to a head. And yes, the candidates will have to discuss this sooner.
All information provided in the Terror Chat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agency. Although Terror Chat takes all precautions to provide quality information, Terror Chat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements. You're in the Night Zone with Colin Wright.
We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terror Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy.
Warning, this is a restricted area. Warning, this is a restricted area. You are entering the Night Zone.
Of course, you can't turn the TV or turn the radio anywhere without having to either cross the Olympics or the mess that Russia are making in Georgia and the Balkans. There's a lot of scurry out there, and I dare say that there's a number of nail-biting tacticians sitting at a very long, dark desk tonight as they sit and wait out the next move of the Russian military. It appears as though there may be a form of coup in Russia. The president of Russia, Medvedev, has called for a halt on hostilities. Putin, who, as you remember, could not run for a third term, who made himself a very strategic position with much of the power, is now controlling the military. And Putin is the one that is continuing the push into Georgia, much against the chagrin of everyone. And it is starting to smell like the old Soviet mentality.
Now we heard that they basically halted the fighting, but as I told you, after this announcement, there were a number of killings reported and bombing strikes continued. And as I stress, this time on purely civilian targets, because there are no, and for this moment there are no militaries left there, and we certainly have to, you know, take some measures in order to reestablish law and order, and certainly reestablish peace and allow people to start to going back, because then we'll have a humanitarian disaster otherwise. But
at my time and choosing, be willing to meet with any leader if I thought it would promote the national security interests of the United States.
Think about it. The terrorists of September 11th plotted in Hamburg and trained in Kandahar and Karachi before killing thousands from all over the globe on American soil.
America must always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself.
Israel's
so
right.
Apparently, Senator Obama would rather lose a war in order to win a campaign.
I think the issues that are in the American campaign are something pretty freaky. And until this convention is over, I don't think the Democrats know where they're heading. It sure looks that Hillary Clinton, God bless her heart, isn't that down and out as everybody thought. In fact, she has a pivotal role in the convention. They've given her one whole night all by herself. Now wasn't that nice of them? And I believe she's going to be talking about women's issues. That seems to be what she's been given the dubious task of tying into, women's issues. But we don't know how this is going to work out. Obama and Clinton, Clinton and Obama, they're not exactly best buddies.
I'm going to be appearing with Senator Hillary Clinton, the former president's wife, who was involved in an epic historic primary with me, and then I'm going to be campaigning with her on Friday. So it's understandable that the former president wouldn't want to upstage what is going to be, I think, a terrific unity event over the next day and a half.
The story you are about to hear is true.
About the only thing Billy Clinton was thinking when he heard that Obama and Hillary were going to meet up for a campaign event was that he had a few days that he could slide away and do his other stuff, whatever that stuff would be, you know? But things are still looming, even though we've been at this smoke and mirrors with the Georgia incident, which I dare say is going to be very difficult to resolve. I think this is a prime example of why NATO and the United Nations and the European Union need to be able to speed up their systems to invite and accept these countries into their fold sooner than they do. The process of becoming a member of the EU or a member of NATO is so restrictive that it is difficult, and many countries are sitting on a list waiting to perform to an expected level before they are allowed into the NATO military, which on one side is a good thing, on the other side is very difficult, because some of these emerging nations are spending a great deal of money trying to come to the 21st century.
These citizens believe their government has a duty to finally assure the energy security of this country, and they are right. I first addressed this issue at the outset of my primary campaign. And in just that time, a little more than a year, the price of a barrel of oil has more than doubled. And the price of a gallon of gas in America stands at more than $4. Yesterday, a barrel of oil cost about $134. And various oil ministers and investment firms have confidently informed us that we can soon expect to pay $200 for every barrel and as much as $7 for every gallon of gas. That may come as good news in Moscow, Riyadh, and Caracas, where economic growth and rising oil prices are more or less the same thing. But their oil prosperity is our energy vulnerability, and the jobs, family budgets, and futures of the American people should not depend on the whims of foreign powers.
And I would personally like to thank a couple of people that makes the news and views at Terror Chat possible. First of all, of course, we have Claire over at America First News Service. Claire at America First makes sure that all of our information is up to date and with all of the bells and whistles, links that we need to follow our research. Claire can be found over at Terra Firma Politics on the Yahoo groups. Look for Terra Firma Politics, sign up there, and you will receive Claire's daily America First with some of the most intriguing updated articles you could ever imagine. Boys and girls, in the Pal Talk chat service, the CPR of chat, the Conservative Policy Roundtable, is probably one of the finer chat rooms you could find anywhere. If you get the opportunity, go over to paltalk.com and find the Conservative Policy Roundtable, the CPR of chat. Yeah, the good old CPR of chat, I tell you, it is a great place. I enjoy going there. It's a lot of fun. So check it out, the CPR of chat. Well, I got to tell you, does Bigfoot exist? I don't know. What about ghosts, extraterrestrials, UFOs? Could there be truth to the prophecies of the Bible and the soothsayers of ancient times? Is 2012 a cataclysmic change for our species? Is there a Planet X descending upon us? Are there the Anunnaki and is there Nibiru? What do you think? 347-324-3287. 324-3287, area code 347. On our last special, we talked with Chris Holly from Endless Journey blog. And Chris sent chills down our spine as she recounted an experience she had. Let's see if I can get that sound bite up for you, because it's definitely worth listening to. But I do warn you, you'll be on the edge of your seat. At least I was.
Or something, it turned out, moving around the house. And we went running, blasting through the house, back outside and into the car.
You said something.
Yeah, something.
Okay. You did say that was a conscious statement. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I just said chills at my spine when you said that.
Well, it certainly sent chills up everyone who was there that night, spine as well, and for many years after. Well, we went outside and decided, I had the car keys, but I didn't have my pocketbook. And as I exited the car to go back up to my house to get my bag.
Why did you need your bag?
Well, I was 16, and my father had me terrified if I drove without my license, if I broke the law, if I did anything at all.
Right.
So and as I looked up at my house, I realized all the lights were different. And I stood and looked, and then I realized the lights were going on upstairs. They were being turned off downstairs. The front light was being flickered. The outside lights were being put on. The upstairs lights, it was done with such speed also that I just froze. I jumped back in the car, locked myself in, and my friends, there was no cell phones at the time, decided to run over to my girlfriend's house where her 20-year-old brother was located and have him come back. He was there with his friends. They came back. We stood outside and we watched this light show. The thing was so brazen that it was trying to bait us back, which was an odd thing if you think about it, because now there were six people standing outside to his one, watching him torment us with the lights, when all of a sudden we heard this pounding and pounding from inside the house, which it was pounding on the wall. Why I say it was it is what happens next. It was a terrifying, blood-curdling scream of a beast. And this thing started to howl and scream, where I immediately started to shake and cry. And the older boy put his hand on my shoulder and said, "This is way too much for us. We need to go get help." And this is really a disturbing story, Colin. And for those who may have kids or whatever listening to your show, perhaps the best thing would be for the people to go to my blog and finish the story there. I will say there was a beast in my home and in the neighborhood that was out to end my life that night. And it's a horrifying story, and it's absolutely true.
Oh, my goodness. When Chris told me that, I tell you, I was on pins and needles, and it took me a while to be able to get back to the story a little bit. But you have to go to her blog. You just have to. You just got to go read the story, and it will creep you out. But just the description, wow. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. So to find the rest of that beast story from Endless Journey, All you need to do is type four words into the Google search engine. Endless Journey Chris Hawley. That's it. And that's as easy as it is. And then you can read all of Chris's stories. And Chris will be back with us in the next little while with an update of where she's heading with her story and her blog and her business and what have you. But hey, I read this one today. Here's one for the books. An Australian woman has taken revenge on her cheating husband by putting a photograph of his lover's underpants up for sale on the auction site eBay. Yep. In the listing, the woman says she is selling a picture of a pair of lacy black knickers and an empty condom wrapper, size small, found in her bed after her husband had an affair with another woman. The seller, identified on eBay only as Anastella 007, provides a rather unflattering description of the knickers. They are so huge, I thought they may make someone a nice shawl, or even better, something for Halloween, perhaps. The eBay listing entitled Empty Condom Packet and a Photo of the Tart's Knickers also includes a detailed account of the events leading up to the discovery. The woman says she returned from work after receiving a romantic text message from her husband of 22 years that was clearly misdirected, to find him at home watching a DVD and discouraging her from entering the bedroom. In the room, she found the empty condom wrapper under his pillow and the Tarte's knickers at the foot of the bed. The woman said this was not her last sale on eBay. She says her husband and her husband's Harley motorcycle is the next item that will probably be sold. So watch out on eBay. There's a Harley Davidson up there that's going to have a starting price of 99 cents. And of course, she will have no reserve. Oh, the woman's gone. Oh, yeah. Hey, we've got a great Planet X special coming up in the next couple of weeks. So we're just putting the fight on it and talking to some people who know some people who do something for some people and all of that good stuff. But, you know, we're going to be following the vein of Mr. Mitchell, the UFO ufologist now, I guess he is, ex-astronaut, who clearly and openly admits that he has had government contact regarding UFO information.
I happen to be privileged enough to have be in on the fact that we have been visited on this planet. And the UFO phenomenon is real, although it's been covered up by our governments for quite a long time.
So the UFOs are real, it's been covered up by the governments for a long time. You know, what's his name, Alex Jones is of these world, must be just going absolute ballistic. They must have every conspiracy theory on earth sat on their desk trying to figure out which one is true, which one is false. The conspiracy theorists are going to go absolutely nuts as to why the government withheld information, what it's all about, what do they know, when did they know it, and who has the right to know that information. It's going to get a little funky out there.
At my time and choosing, be willing to meet with any leader if I thought it would promote the national security interests of the United States of America.
In this new world, such dangerous currents have swept along faster than our efforts to contain them, and that is why we cannot afford to be divided.
General Petraeus has said that the surge would not have worked and the Anbar Awakening would not have taken place successfully if they hadn't had an increase in the number of troops.
Because if we set a date for withdrawal, which Senator Obama wants to do, there will be chaos, there will be genocide, there will be increased Iranian influence there, and we will have to go back with further sacrifice of American blood and treasure. I will never let that happen as President of the United States. I will never surrender in Iraq. I will not let that happen.
Let's just think, Pamela Anderson and Mitt Romney in the same room. Isn't that one of the signs of the apocalypse?
You're in the night zone. Call it nice.
I absolutely want the Bill Clinton campaign reform.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Hillary Clinton's out there, you know, like she's on the duck blind every Sunday. She's packing a six-shooter. Come on, she knows better.
When there were repeated incidents of terrorism in which Iraq had a part, terrorists operating openly in Baghdad.
I don't have any experience in running up a $4 trillion debt.
For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country.
The United States has more than 12,000 nuclear weapons, and the Soviet Union has about the same. And as you know, Great Britain and France have several hundred, and Israel has 150 or more.
The reason that this country has lasted as long as it has is because every generation, we realize we may not have a perfect union, but we can at least perfect it. We can work each generation to make it a little bit better.
Having served as a fighter pilot, however great it is to show your character and courage, does not necessarily mean that you're the best qualified person in the race to be the president.
We are in a defining moment in our history.
That the party that I joined when President John F. Kennedy was its leader, that party is not represented by the leaders today.
I learned a lesson from Ronald Reagan.
And you don't quit on America.
Warning, this is a restricted area. Warning, this is a restricted area. You are entering the night zone.
Yes, you are entering the night zone on a Friday evening, August 15th, a very hot Friday evening in Alberta, Canada. We're cooking away at two fans blowing hard on the computers, trying to keep them cool in a very warm atmosphere tonight. The air conditioning in the building is definitely not living up to expectations today. But there again, every man and his dog has his air conditioning cranked to the max. And, of course, the balcony windows are open because they're having barbecues. I mean, really. You can't have it both ways, I guess, so we pay to play. So, next couple of weeks, we're going to be putting the lid on the Planet X show. Boy, that's going to be a good one.
Volcanoes, earthquakes, floods, droughts.
Century 4, Quatrain 67.
A very bright, previously unknown comet will appear and coincide with the time of great geological troubles, with earthquakes and volcanoes erupting and disrupting weather systems. This will cause widespread famines, droughts, and social upheavals in unexpected places. Nations that are considered prosperous and powerful, particularly Western nations, will be weakened. They will be torn with civil strife and rioting as people migrate to areas that have water and can support crop growing. The social upheaval and weakening of political structures will help the Antichrist come into power.
The freakiest thing about that is that it was written in the 1500s by Nostradamus. 1500 years. We're at 2008. And Nostradamus knew then what we are starting to know now. Now, his language may be different. We may have difficulty fully understanding what was in his hardened mind as he spoke and wrote those words, because their language was much more flowery and they used different vernaculars. What is an aeroplane to us could be a chariot of fire or a winged bird of peace. Or missiles could be giant spears of the gods. You know, so you have to understand how to, declassify some of the information. But all in all, it makes you wonder, how on earth did he do it? I tell you, there's one character that I miss in politics, and you know, I miss him just for the sake of who he was. And I think, Larry, you did a very, very good job, Larry. Now look at this chart, Larry. Yes, Mr. Ross Perot.
We got into trickle-down economics, and it didn't trickle. All these folks in Washington are basically saying to you and me, can we buy your vote with what used to be your money this year? We're not that dumb. We spend about $100 billion a year. This is probably down a little now, but we were spending $100 billion a year defending Europe and $100 billion a year defending Asia. And we're broke, and they're rich. Think about it.
Well, they've got a point. I don't have any experience in running up a $4 trillion debt. I've got a lot of experience in not taking 10 years to solve a 10-minute problem. So if it's time for action, I think I have experience that counts.
We've made the decision not to participate in the public financing system for the general election.
Well, you know, there's so much going on, and poor Ross Perot, I mean, he was a man of his time, wasn't he? He was brilliant. I liked Ross Perot. And because he just told it the way it was, and whether he believed it or not, that's the way it is, that's the way he saw it, black and white. There was no balance, and he's evil, you're good, and, you know, and it would have been interesting, especially with Obama's slant on the way he does his speeches.
There are those who were saying that North Carolina would be a game changer in this election. But today, what North Carolina decided is that the only game that needs changing is the one in Washington, D.C.
These citizens believe their government has a duty to finally assure the energy.
When Hillary was crying, and people said that was put on, I really don't believe it was put on.
I think we've had a historic record turnout by both of us bringing people into the Democratic Party. The numbers are just incredibly encouraging because people are actually voting for a Democrat. And I think we can build on that going forward. At least that's my anticipation. But I also think it's still early. I mean, everybody is so focused on where we are right now. I guess I remember that in June of 1992, that's when Bill really wrapped up the nomination, the middle of June, after the California primary. You know, I remember very well what happened in the California primary in 1968 as, you know, Senator Kennedy won that primary. I mean, we traditionally have gone longer than you've seen in the last couple of cycles, and there isn't any problem in closing ranks and unifying. When Senator Kerry got the nomination, and I guess March you could say, he was ahead of President Bush, but he didn't win. So this is a dynamic electoral environment. What matters is what strength you have going into the general election, who you're going to be able to bring to your side, what the electoral map will look like. Look, if we had the rules that the Republicans have, I'd already be the nominee.
Antichrist rise to power in the Middle East.
Century 2, quatrains 23 and 81.
The Antichrist will take over Iran by using a human decoy to trick the Iranian Ayatollah in power. This will involve the yes men and puppets of the Ayatollah's court. The Antichrist will first drive away internal supporters of the Ayatollah by starting a civil war. Then he will put forth a man as a leader, a man for Iranians loyal to the Ayatollah to concentrate their hate on. The man will be assassinated while Iran is being taken over, and its opponents will think they have foiled the overthrow of power by assassinating him. But they will find out later he was merely a decoy, and that they played into the plans of the Antichrist. The Antichrist will initially obtain power in his own sphere, Asia and the Middle East, as he grows out of this arena and into Europe. The next step will be into the Mediterranean, his area of strength. Because of his Middle East heritage, he will have already united North Africans, who are sympathetic to his cultural background and his Asian and Middle Eastern conglomerates.
Written in 1500. You got to wonder, huh? And I feel sorry for the nominees that are coming up to the major general election in the United States, because they're going to come running headlong, slap into the hardest bricked wall they have ever had to deal with. It is one of those brick walls that hits every candidacy, And it's very, very interesting how they scramble over it, through it, under it, around it, but they never tackle it. Yep, you know the one I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. Sooner or later, they're gonna have to check the illegal immigration problem. Sooner or later, some reporter is going to throw that hand grenade into the conversation, and it's going to have to be dealt with. Now, it is possible it's dealt with on Saturday night, live on CNN, because McCain and Obama are going to have a sit-down and talk to some evangelicals, and it'll be live on CNN, of course, and no preconceived conditions, and they're going to actually answer questions. Going to be very interesting. I wonder if the illegal border issue will actually come up.
That is why the greatest danger of all is to allow new walls to divide us from one another. The walls between old allies on either side of the Atlantic cannot stand. The walls between the countries with the most and those with the least cannot stand. The walls between races and tribes, natives and immigrants, Christians and Muslims and Jews cannot stand. These now are the walls we must tear down.
All information provided in my TerrorChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agency. Although TerrorChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerrorChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements. You're in the night zone with Colin Wright. TerrorChat News Flashback. Let me take you back in time. Do you remember?
Good evening. I want to talk to you tonight from my heart on a subject of deep concern to every American. In recent months, members of my administration and officials of the Committee for the Re-election of the President have been charged with involvement in what has come to be known as the Watergate affair.
And Mitt Romney in the same room. Isn't that one of the signs of the apocalypse?
Y'all in the night zone. Call it
on. And there is so much going on around the world where with the didn't catch that one in time. Excuse me. There is a lot going on around in the world tonight, and especially with the mess in Georgia. Nobody exactly knows where Russia is going to jump next. There are orders for Russia to cease and to withdraw their troops, yet the troops seem to be going in opposite directions. They have overtaken the second major city in Georgia, although it doesn't look like they've made much collateral damage. So, obviously, a fairly peaceful takeover. Now, the question is whether Russia is prepared to withdraw. If Russia is not prepared to withdraw, then the West are going to have to escalate their concern. Now, will that be militarily? I believe that will be the final option. But I do believe diplomatically, economically, most certainly. Because without Europe, Russia is nothing. That's just the way it is. The amount of money that is in Russia at this present time is clearly not theirs. And whether they steal it and nationalize, as they've done many a time, makes no difference. They would have no trading partnership. They would have no trading system. They would be penalized every step of the way. so much like when Russia and the Soviet Union invaded Poland. You know, the West sat back and did nothing. It appears this time that there are a few more leaders out there that have a little bit more backbone than they had in the past. And they are not going to permit the Russian aggression. It will not stand. I am quite confident that they will make sure that it cannot stand. Now, whether that means escalating it up to a military conflict, I doubt that. I do not think Russia is ready for a military conflict. Even though they huff and puff, I don't believe they can blow the house down.
I'm the only major candidate who opposed this war from the beginning, and as president, I will end it. Second, I will cut tens of billions of dollars in wasteful spending. I will cut investments in unproven missile defense systems. I will not weaponize space. I will slow our development of future combat systems, and I will institute an independent defense priorities board to ensure that the quadrennial defense review is not used to justify unnecessary spending. Third, I will set a goal of a world without nuclear weapons. To seek that goal, I will not develop new nuclear weapons. I will seek a global ban
this is
on
the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled around the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight?
As he sits by the castle fire, the dark Celtic alliance look to the blades and to your features and your paths.
As the wind howls about the castle walls, the fire crackles in the damp spring night. On your desk by the fire, your communication to the spirit world, the world where all things are warm, calm, cool, and collected, where you reign supreme. As you stand by the castle's fire, the wind howling about your domain, who will you be tonight?
We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terror Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy. I indeed enjoy blogtalkradio.com. They're going out of their way to try and create a premium system for the audio mouths such as myself and other people to actually get the word out there and do what they have to do. And there's a lot of people out there with a lot of ideas, and if you get the opportunity, you make sure that you fly around the dial. Have a look around on Blog Talk. You would be absolutely amazed at the quality of people that are actually up there and giving you a quality product. Quality product with very little muss and fuss, and with very little in return. All they ask is that you go to blogtalkradio.com and register. And then come on down to whichever room, whichever radio channel you desire, and just click on their favorites. Just join their list of favorites so you can receive some of the most interesting opportunities with Blog Talk Radio. And so you can stay in touch with that specific channel that you've enjoyed so much. Because that's what Blog Talk Radio is all about, getting the word out.
Your program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or
statements. Yeah, in the next couple of weeks, we're just putting the icing on the cake for our Planet X special. Oh, we got a show for you, I gotta tell you. We have found that person. I told you months ago we would search and we would search until we found that one person that can give us the definitive information about Planet X. And once we tie that together with the other experts that we've had over the last couple of months, we may be able to make some kind of a map of what's going on out there in this world. You know, we've had the intelligence of Dr. Ian O'Neill. We've had the magnificent decoding and understanding by Tim McHyde on Bible prophecies. We've had John Hoke, who has given you his translation and understanding of the futures to come based on Nostradamus. We've had the Paranormal Societies, South Jersey Ghost Research Group, and the Para Society, telling us a paranormal phenomenon. But what does it all mean? What is it all about? Is it possible that we're just blowing smoke? Wasting time and energy trying to find something that doesn't exist? Wow. If that's the case, Afghanistan.
The poppies in Afghanistan come to Berlin in the form of heroin. The poverty and violence in Somalia breeds the terror of tomorrow. The genocide in Darfur shames the conscience of us all.
You're in the night zone with the Calling Knights.
The story you are about to hear is true.
And as we final 2 minutes of the show, as we started at the top of the hour, a couple of fellows in California have found a Bigfoot. And no joke, no kid. They found a Bigfoot. This half-man, half-ape type of creature has feet and hands very similar to humans, stands 7 foot 7 inches tall, weighs over 500 pounds. The DNA testing is being revealed. It may even have finished on the news broadcasts by the time this airs. But they're pretty well confident that this is, in fact, a true, without carrying, card-carrying problem, a Bigfoot. Now, if that is the case, that's going to send paleontologists and all kinds of ologists into a tizzy, trying to explain it. Because how do you explain it? Oops, we were wrong. After everything that has been plowed into our minds regarding where we are from and who we are, and out comes Bigfoot.
The handprint from palm to the upper middle finger is 11 inches long. The handprint from palm to the upper middle finger is 11 inches long.
My God, that's not a hand, that's a paw. And if this does turn out to be a true story, then we have found a new species. If it turns out to be false, then ha 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 ha, the laugh is on the media as usual. That's usually the way it goes. As we head into the final minute, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. You take care of yourselves out there, and we'll be back with you, let's see now, on or around the 21st. Yeah, we have a good show for you on the 21st. And we'll be talking to Chris Holly from Endless Journey on our replay tonight. We invite you to listen in. God bless. Take care now.
You're in the night zone.